From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. It's Here and Now. This week, a federal judge in Kentucky ordered officials to recognize same-sex marriages performed out of state. And in Texas, another judge declared that state's same-sex marriage ban unconstitutional. He stayed his own order, pending appeal. And in Michigan, a landmark same-sex marriage case enters its fourth day today, where a lesbian couple seeks to overturn the state's gay marriage ban and a law that doesn't allow any unmarried couples to jointly adopt. Rick Pluta from the Here and Now contributor Michigan Public Radio Network joins us. And Rick, tell us a bit more about the couple and why they're suing.
April DeBoer and Jane Rouse, they've been together for about 10 years, and they are raising three children together. Jane Rouse has adopted two of them, and April DeBoer has adopted one of them. And they went to court to challenge Michigan's adoption laws, saying that it violates their children's equal protection rights. During the course of the arguments, the federal judge in this case, Bernard Friedman, said, you know, I don't think we get to the issues that you need to get at unless we actually open this up to a challenge to Michigan's same-sex marriage amendment.
So, Rick, the plaintiffs have been making their argument in court this week. What's at the heart of their reasoning as to why Michigan's same-sex marriage ban should be overturned and why the couple should be able to adopt?
This week has been all about the plaintiff's witnesses. So we've had a psychologist, a sociologist, a law professor, a demographer. And what they're saying is that children raised in same-sex households, households led by same-sex couples, fare no differently than children raised in households that are led by couples that are a married man and a woman. And also that, really the beneficiaries of allowing same-sex marriage are, in many instances, hard to adopt children. So that has been the plaintiff's side of the case that we've heard this week.
Right. And so next week, the state will be making its case in support of the ban on gay marriage in Michigan. What do we expect to hear from the state's attorneys?
The state's first witness up next week, I believe, is Mark Rigneris, who is a very controversial figure. He is a sociologist who wrote a study that's widely cited by opponents of same-sex marriage that says that children who are raised in same-sex households are more likely to, you know, suffer problems later in life. They're more likely to be unemployed and on public assistance. And this research has been widely debunked by organizations like the American Sociological Association. And so what the attorneys for DeBoer and Rouse want to do, and they've said this, is they want to put Rigneris on the stand. They want to put this what they call junk science on trial, shred it, bury it, salt the earth so that it cannot be used as a justification for denying same-sex couples the right to marry, the right to adopt in future cases. And what the state is arguing is largely that there's no research that's conclusive at this stage. And what they're saying is that what the judge should do is just let the whole thing alone and let Michigan voters decide whether or not this should be changed at some future point. And there is an effort underway in Michigan. It's already organizing basically to revisit the same-sex marriage ban in an election 2 years from now.
Rick Pluta is the managing editor at the Michigan Public Radio Network, a Here and Now contributor. Rick, thank you so much.
Oh, my pleasure.
You're listening to Here and Now.